This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Keepers of the Talk Radio Flame, here we are. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen, his willing and obedient servant. Here we are to serve you with the stories, the top 10 stories of the week, according to the research done by Michael and his staff, and the list of people who have made it into the spotlight. So let's get started. A lot of things, as usual. The top of the list has changed a little bit. I feel like Casey Kasem sometimes. This week, a new number one.
Well, it is based on that basic premise that these are hits, and they do vie for positioning. And so you're my willing and obedient servant.
I am, yes.
Where's my coffee?
Humbly. Okay. I've got to have a long arm to reach down to where you are, pal.
we live in this virtual reality.
The world. It sounds like one of the things that people have marveled about, and this is a great, sometimes we should have this conversation on the air so the audience kind of gets what it takes now, or what it has. We are on the air, yes. So sometime when we're on the air and we have a few moments, perhaps I put brackets around it, to talk about how the technology works here. It sounds like you and I are in the same room, and in fact, we are about 1,400 miles apart.
I know.
So, I
think people are starting to get used to that. I think... you know what I find very interesting, we'll get to the survey in a second, is how... television news is changing with all of the Zoom and the use of Skype on daytime TV. And sometimes you hear it and they sound like they're in a tin can, or everybody has those bookshelves that you get from Home Depot.
Right,
in the background. You look at it,
those white shelves, and their books. Mm-hmm. And it's the bookshelf. So when we get back into the studios, like I was watching the guy in the studio had all of his name flying around in the back on the screen and the bells and the whistles. And the expert he was talking to was on Skype in a living room.
Reporting to you from Taiwan.
but what was ironic about it was that the anchor back in the studio looked less than authentic. It looked fake because we're getting used to reality.
Yeah.
So what's going to probably happen is we're going to start to see newsrooms, news sets turn into living rooms, but they're going to be slick, like Frasier. Remember Frasier, the TV show? How cool his apartment was.
That was right.
And wouldn't that be a
studio.
Great set? That'd be a studio, yeah. You know, apartment, as opposed to these desks with bells and whistles, and they look like they're coming from a casino, you know?
Okay. My desk has a cowbell on it.
We've got time for the survey now? Would you?
I think that'd be a good idea. Let us proceed with the survey.
Number 10, the Sahara Dust Cloud. And,
are you following that, by the way?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
This is an amazing reality. As a matter of fact, you're going to get covered with the dust down there this weekend.
Yes. Yes, I can't wait. I'm going to go out with my little pail and
collect the dust?
Pixie dust. Oh. You know? I don't think it's harmful. It's a yearly phenomenon. It's called the Saharan something.
It's a little more this year for whatever the reason. It's
a record breaker.
Dust. It's a dust up, if you will, because the way the stream is coming back, it pretty much predicates what the hurricane track, because it's the same thing. They start in Western Africa and cross the Atlantic Ocean and end up in your backyard. That's where the hurricanes and the dust storm, same thing.
Yeah, basically. And it also shows how everything on this planet is connected. At number 9, House Judiciary Bar and Department of Justice hearings, and the Flynn charges dismissed. So we got a little politicking going on, and that was interesting this week. At number 8, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, psychology. We're all going crazy. At number 6...
Oh, my God.
Was that politically incorrect?
Is crazy no, it was perfect.
That
yeah,
you know,
it was,
you know. We're all becoming
a lot of people
disturbed.
Depressed.
people. It's statistically proven out. People are depressed.
Yeah.
You know?
I am. Are you?
No. No, I'm not depressed. I'm troubled.
Okay. What's the difference?
I'm not depressed.
I'm just being too dramatic.
Yeah, I can't see you being depressed. I just, it's not your nature.
Uh-uh.
I mean, folks, this man sometimes carries... You carry pressure sometimes, and one would never know. You're always upbeat and happy. I think that there's a difference between the term depression and sadness.
So, yeah, I'm upset because I can't see my children and my grandson.
Right, right.
That's
me too.
Bugging me.
That's my biggest. That's my biggest. Yeah. That's my biggest upset over this. Otherwise, I've got to tell you something. In some cases, I'm glad that I don't.
But you know what? A part of what the technology in this, and the ladies pointed it out in our talk radio review about how we've used Zoom and Facebook and WebEx or whatever else is out there. You do that with Matthew, your son, and grandchild every day. I'm on the horn with my son pretty much, if it's not every day, it's every other day. And I talk to my daughter and my grandson 2-3 times a week. And it's kind of like, it's not like being there because you can't have that same fun, but you can get the sense that they're okay. And you're
connected. Yeah. You're connected. Yeah. I mean, you know, connection is connection.
Yeah.
You and I see each other every week when we do this. We actually physically are in the same room maybe twice a year.
You know, we've known each other for almost 30 years, mm-hmm. and we have been great friends through most of it, and yet we don't spend, you know, maybe, yeah, twice, 2-3 times a year, maybe dinner, or we go to an event. And so maybe that physical proximity is not a good bellwether as to whether you have a good friendship or relationship with people. Maybe that's what this is teaching us, Michael.
In some cases, you're better off not being face-to-face all the time. Everything has its recipe and its formula for optimum operation. And yes. In some cases, relationships are that way, too. I totally lost where we were on the survey.
We are at number, you're now going into number 6.
Number
which
6,
is something
okay.
that will demand some of our time as well.
Education crisis, number 6, yeah. Number 5, the economy and the reopening of America and sports, tied at number 5. Number 4, we have the presidential race, and that includes the Trump rallies, the primaries this past week, and the Bolton book is still being discussed. At number 3, race relations, the police reform movement, monuments under attack, and that brief brouhaha from Alabama, the NASCAR news case. At number 2, healthcare and the mask debate. And number 1, COVID-19, statistics and projections. A lot of everything has been the top 4. Well, that's why they're the top 4.
Yeah,
the politics,
exactly.
the race relations, the healthcare, and the stats.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you, why don't you go through the people list and then
real quick.
A couple of questions.
Number 10, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis. Number 9, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. Mary Trump is at number 8. Michael Flynn and Roger Stone at 7. William Barr at 6. Number 5, Bubba Wallace and
Bubba Walla.
Yes.
Right. Bubba Walla. Remember her.
Yeah. Well, Bubba Wallace and Hawk Newsom at number 5. Number 4, Tim Scott and Nancy Pelosi. Number 3, John Bolton. Number 2, Joe Biden, and number 1, Donald Trump. And there's a snapshot of the national conversation this past week on talk radio.
National conversation about healthy weight loss focuses entirely on Kellyton, which is the most supportive way for you to lose weight, not only now, but in the future, because you know as well as I do, you're going to go up and down, we all do. But the safe way to lose weight and keep it off is pretty much exclusively in the realm of Kellyton, the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, doesn't have any drugs. It is something that is so uniquely confirmed by hundreds, thousands of people who have gone through this product that has been discovered, made, put together in America. It's a clinically proven solution to weight loss that, again, is all natural. Capsule form, liquid form. Right now, the special monthly rate for the 4th of July, you buy a one-month supply, $69.95. If you buy 3, you'll get 3 free. So it's kind of like the BOGO deal. You pay for 3, you get 6. And you kind of need to be on this program for 6 months because as your body is trained, you lose the weight, and then this process trains your body to keep the weight off. That's what's so fabulous about it. And it's a great time of year for you to be focused on what you're losing. You'll see all kinds of stories of people who feel really good, and you'll feel good once you get on this program. But you can't get on it if you don't go to toploss.com. That's what you do, toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the buy one, get one free, or buy three, get three free, buy four, whatever it is. That's the 4th of July special continuing. No shipping charges either when you use the DJV code at toploss.com.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Anyone remember Dr. McCoy from Star Trek? He had a tricorder, a small medical device that scanned his patients. And that's the idea behind MedWand, winner of this year's CES Last Gadget Standing. Developer Dr. Samir Kamar explains.
So it's the size of a computer mouse. There's a wireless version that's coming out. Otherwise, it's tethered to your computer with a USB port. And it has 10 diagnostic devices, the most commonly used diagnostic devices today. It has a stethoscope, so the doctor can actually listen to your organ systems from a distance. It has an otoscope that goes into your ear, so the doctor can actually see into your ear. It has an ophthalmoscope that can look into your eye behind your pupil into your retina. It also has several vital signs, including an oxygen level sensor, a respiratory rate sensor, and a heart rate sensor as well.
And it has a lot more. Head over to MedWand.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, what do you think? John Bolton is going to be on my DJV program the first of next week. And I know you're going to say, wait a minute, you said you don't do politics. I found it almost irresistible when somebody said to me, you want to have John Bolton on? I usually don't have any guests on the DJV program, but I decided, okay, let's take a shot at it, because I don't like the guy, never have. But I think I find this whole thing an opportunity. So let's say you have him on your program. What's the first question you ask him?
When did you first decide to grow a mustache?
Somebody else said that to me.
What's your favorite color? I don't know what I would ask him. That's a great question. You put me on the spot a little bit. Everything is being talked about.
I know. What's new? What's different?
I would get into the psychology of being a hawk. I would try to go deeper than just the the typical conversation, because he's known as a hawk,
and
I would try
so.
To get. But basically everything's coming out. But I don't blame you for having him on the show. I'd have him on my show if he was offered to me.
Yeah,
and
just as interesting
in the news.
You always say to me, of course you're. I say I don't do a political show. You say to me, what are you doing?
Joke.
Of course you do a political show.
Yeah, you say that. But,
I know it. marketing purposes.
I could name you'd have on your show if they were offered to you. If Trump was offered to you, you'd have.
Oh yeah. Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Of course I would. Yeah. He says he's going to lose, though. By his own admission, he's going to lose. So how would you deal with that if you were interviewing? Are you sure you're going to lose, Mr. President? Anyway,
the other side of the break.
Yes, we will. Yes, 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, the Talk Radio Countdown continues with me, Doug Steffen, and then there is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. We go through the stories of the people every week. We were on the Bolton book, and I was trying to figure out from Michael what questions he would ask, or what's a good question to ask Mr. Bolton, who has captured the imagination of millions this week. I don't even know how the book is doing. On the, do you know where it is?
I don't know how any book is doing. As a matter of fact, I was just going to say my first question to him would be, you expect to make any money on this?
Uh-huh.
And is that why you wrote it? You know, uh-huh. I would get into the why didn't you come forward and speak up.
Oh, yeah. But everybody's asking him that. I don't want to ask the same question to everybody else. That's, I never do.
Well, then you have then you have to get into the psychology and personal, because all the basic questions are asked over and over.
Yeah.
So
right.
that's one of the delicate things that you deal with as an interviewer in the media. Mm-hmm. How to do an original interview, how to do an interview where the guest doesn't just walk off, how to do it fairly, and how to bring something to the table that the listener or the viewer may not know. It's a challenge.
If I told him, if I started the interview with how I really feel about him, he'd probably walk off. So I don't want to do that, because that would serve no one. It is now, so let's hear what the guy has to say about something that nobody else is talking about. That's what I always have liked to specialize in anyway, when I do have somebody on that is of note. And he is, you know, you think about the people, I guess I'm coming around to something you and I talked about once a long time ago when we were at a convention, one of your conventions. I think maybe a dinner or lunch or something, I said to you, of all the people in the world, who would be your number one request for a guest on a program you did? Do you remember we had that conversation, God knows how long
ago? I do remember, and I couldn't come up with an answer.
I don't think I remember. Yeah,
I'd like to interview Clark Kent, you know? Like, how do you really get away with it?
Right, you exactly.
Know?
Right.
You know, people don't recognize you. Yeah.
Right. It's okay. That's very good.
There are some people. I would have liked to have interviewed Nixon for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know why, but that, you know, the thing.
Well, because he's a lesson in contrasts.
Yes.
And you would never know what, you wouldn't be able to predict what he said. That would be why he would be good, I think. Yeah, that was.
And then there's the old thing about interviewing historical figures. Well, I guess Nixon falls into that category, but he's mm-hmm. within my contemporary life. I could have mm-hmm. interviewed mm-hmm. Nixon, but you know, like it might have been interesting interviewing Abraham Lincoln.
You take the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah,
Abraham Lincoln, absolutely. Yeah,
that would have been cool. Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
The great players of history. That would be kind of interesting. Steve Allen and his wife Jane Meadows once had a public television series called The Meeting of Minds, which mm-hmm. they wrote and performed, and they had roundtable discussions between figures that never lived in the same time, Genghis Khan and Abraham
right.
Lincoln.
It was really compelling.
Well done.
You know who would be good? I would love to have talked to Harry Truman and Dwight Eisenhower. Both of them, I thought, were perfect for their time. They were. Mm-hmm. And they were contemporaries, and they didn't like each other at the beginning, and then they sort of warmed up to each other as time went on.
The presidency does that. That's why it's so strange that Trump is on such bad terms with his predecessors. because there are some strange bedfellows that have become...
Look at the Bushes and the Obamas. Look at how George Bush flirts with Michelle Obama every time they're together.
Yeah.
They have a fabulous time. You can tell by looking at the two of them, they're having a great time together.
They've been through a common experience, and they know things that most people don't know, and that's why they have a relationship.
Okay, so I want to. We got to pause here for a moment. Some of the debate, one of the, number four this week, the presidential race. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty about who makes a good VP, because of all of the talk of people saying, well, I know Joe Biden's not going to make it. If you're Joe Biden, what do you say about that? It's 28 after on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 833-8-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rate subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What is an easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime? The answer right after this message.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome power calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
An easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime is around barge tie-ups. Why? Because they offer a place for bait fish to take cover, breaks from the current, and shade. Throw a Ned rig, jig it up and down, and wait for the strike. To learn more, check us out on Drawing the Wildlife, where the seasons never end.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus continues to surge in a number of U.S. states, especially in the West and in the South. That includes Florida, where another 8,500 COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday, after a record nearly 9,600 new cases were reported on Saturday. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's rethinking his decision to allow bars to reopen.
And in the instances where we've seen outbreaks tied to establishments like that, it is invariably been because they packed so many people in and created the type of environment that we're trying to avoid.
Four now ex-Minneapolis cops charged in George Floyd's death due in court today. Derek Chauvin charged with second and third degree murder and manslaughter for the Memorial Day death that sparked a national outcry. and this is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Some hand sanitizers marketed in the U.S. but made in Mexico reportedly have toxic ingredients that are causing people to die. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Three people in New Mexico have died, one has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Company officials with Walmart say they're taking action after a deadly shooting at one of their distribution centers in California over the weekend. The company releasing a statement about the deadly incident at the Walmart warehouse in Red Bluff, which left one person as well as the gunman dead. Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillon, says the company is heartbroken by the death of team member Martin Harrow Lozano, so the warehouse is going to be temporarily closed, and all associates working there will continue to be paid. And jazz musician Freddie Cole has died at 88. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, second half hour of this week's program with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week our chats are about the charts. The week of June 22nd to the 26th is upon us, and we have gone through both lists. We're picking apart the stories and some of the people that are important. We were talking about number four, the presidential race, in conjunction with the Bolton book, I guess, in a manner of speaking. And I can't remember, though, I said this to you off the air, on the air, about what Trump said to Hannity this week about losing the election in his that airport hangar interview that he did. He said, people don't love me, I guess. Which, that was an interesting way of looking at the reality. I'm wondering what Hannity was thinking as he heard that from the president. And it sort of begs the question, Michael, so if Trump loses, what does that do to the conservatives, the right-wingers, who, for the most part, occupy the big seats in news talk radio?
Well, it gives them just, you change your direction. We've been through that many times.
Yes.
You're either playing offense or defense. Mm-hmm. I do not believe that the Phaeton fortune of talk show hosts who are political rests on who is president. You just change your positioning. Because talk radio, this is an important point. Talk,
you change the sound of your mouth out of which you're speaking.
Talk radio is not a political campaign. Talk radio is not politics. It's communications, it's show business, it's advertising, it's marketing, and it's political discussion. But it's not, you know, people say to me, you know, how do these hosts feel about, you know, they don't think that way. If Trump loses, Hannity really doesn't lose.
Yeah.
Hannity could then take the position of, okay, guys, now we're really up against it. We've got to really fight, you know. And as a matter of fact, it'd be easier for Hannity attacking Biden and attacking Pelosi as the power structure than supporting Trump as the power structure.
So I
think that's an important point, because a lot of people think that somehow all conservative hosts like each other because they're conservatives. Conservative hosts consider each other competitors.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And
very few of them like each other in the real world.
Yeah. So it's just, there's more to it, folks, than meets the eye. And if you think about it, what I just said makes a lot of sense.
It does, Michael. As everything you say.
Thank you.
Makes lots of sense. So let's see if we can make some sense out of the current list of potential vice presidential nominees, because, of course, according to the news media and who you listen to, Joe Biden isn't going to make it. It sounds like he's on his last leg now, and he'll barely make it to the inaugural before.
A lot of people want that. You know, a lot of people like the idea that Biden is seemingly toothless or whatever.
But he's always been like, he's not any different now than he was 30 years ago. Come on. I don't think he is anyway. Do you think he's any different than he was 30 years? I don't see.
It's a little bit more exaggerated, but no, he was always a blabbermouth who got himself into trouble.
The guy in the front row when he and Obama, the guy who's, I probably shouldn't laugh at this, the guy in a wheelchair, and he tells the guy to stand up. That, among of the Bidenisms, I think that one is the most choice of all of them. Yes, sir.
So Biden would tell a guy in a wheelchair to stand up. And Trump would tell a guy in a wheelchair, make fun of him, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Look at the choice we have here.
I hope the wheel falls off of your wheelchair.
Yeah. The choice is absurd. When you stop and think about it, the choice is absurd.
Best America has to offer? Come on.
You're facing, on one level, a bunch of leftist wackos who want to absolutely destroy the country to make their point. And on the right, you've got a bunch of people living in 1805.
That's pretty funny when you encapsulate it that way. It really is.
You know, and if Trump just sat down with somebody he trusted who could give him good advice, he could still be a great president if he just kept his mouth shut.
That's great. Yeah, exactly. All the components. I think he's done a lot of great things in terms of putting the Chinese in their place, the trade stuff. Some of the things he's done, I thought would be great for him to do the APA over, but it hasn't been done the right way.
Well,
and he's been an abomination when it comes to the nation's farmers and our food system.
He's been an abomination in terms of unity. The problem is he drives wedges between people, and he creates chaos and tumult, and that's his personality. But that's a job the president is supposed to do. The president is supposed to be a healer and a uniter.
That's why we need two presidents, actually. You know, there's an executive.
A good cop and a bad cop.
Well, that too. But there's an executive who runs the administrative end of things. That's one part of the job, and he's not necessarily very good at that. And then the other part is the PR part, or the personal public relations.
Like in England.
To
have
make
a queen.
People feel good. Yeah.
The monarchy. Right. You've got the prime minister and the government, and then you have the monarchy, who technically is the head of state. But, I'd hate to see what would happen if she actually tried to exercise that power.
Would you like to be queen for a day?
Right, so that was one of the finest pieces of television ever conceived in the... that's horrible! Oh, you talk about horrors. Go watch Queen for a Day on YouTube.
Sexism.
Oh, my God. Class,
and you would never have found a black person on that show if it was on for 100 years.
Sensationalism. But I like the idea of we make Trump king. and robes, palaces. We already have towers.
Give him a crown.
A crown and call him your highness. And and all he has to do is go around and be worshipped as being the symbol of American ingenuity and freedom, and then have a president who actually runs the country as an ugly little business person who has no charisma, no nothing.
Harry Truman.
Everybody
he did a good job as administrator. He did.
Yeah. The buck stops here.
Yep. Number three. The race relations thing, I think I said to you off the air, I'm just looking at the headline, some Mexican star said she was ashamed for the use of blackface. Come on. Enough of this stuff already. We've gone too far the other way. There's a happy medium here. We were way too far. The amount of problems that have been created for black people in this country, mostly by the law, but some by business and, you know, almost every, I guess, in every area, except sports. Would you agree with me on that? Sports has been a place for blacks to shine more so than any other, at least outwardly visible portion of our society.
I think that there has been a great opportunity for African Americans within sports, as evidenced by the numbers. But that doesn't mean that there hasn't been a hard-fought battle to reach that point, and that it still doesn't go on. For example, there were very few black quarterbacks until recently. There were very few black coaches of major league teams until recently. That began to change. The story of Jackie Robinson should not be forgotten.
No.
And what he went through, pretty
damned outrageous, actually. Yeah, when you consider what he went through and what he had to live through, even with the people on his own team, never mind the people in the stands.
Right. So I would amend your statement that sports is an area where there's equality between the races, but it's not completely and fully apparent, and it has a very long history of working very hard and a lot of people being very brave and suffering to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me I'm going to step aside a little bit here and talk about what happens when there's nothing to talk about. For example, in sports, sports talk radio, and how they're sort of trying to restart. I remember the No Sports Report. I've long since been an advocate in the mornings. I call my morning program a general interest full service program, and a little sports news, a little of this and that. But in the sports world, there's really nothing to talk about, right? So you see these nightly TV shows, sports guy comes on, and what does he say? What is there to talk about?
Well, there's the business factor, there's the human factor, there's human relations, there's stories about what's going on behind the scenes, you know, how the teams are developing, the personalities involved. I mean, there's aspects to it, there's history, there's just no games. There's no X's and O's. There's no, statistics, which is a part of it. So a piece of it is missing, but I wouldn't say there's nothing to talk about. I think it's been a great challenge for sports talk show hosts and sports commentators to rise to the occasion.
Well, the good people, I think you found the good hosts. Maybe that's the way, right? That's the way of looking at it. You found the people who are really very good. And is that the reason there's so much excitement about the fellow who was the New York talk host who went to jail for a Ponzi scheme? What's his name? Collard? What's that guy's name?
Greg Carton. Craig Carton.
Craig Carton. Yeah.
He just got out of jail, and they let him out early, and there's rumors he'll come back to the radio. Although I think that the thing that he did hurts his credibility going forward, whereas sometimes criminals are accepted. Felons, you know, convicted felons are accepted back in the media. But, you know, he was convicted of bilking a lot of people out of money.
Mm. We've seen some financial talk show hosts go to jail and get canned for that sort of stuff. Right.
So when you breach that level of trust with the listeners, it's sometimes hard to overcome that. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you went to jail because you were a drug addict, you're an alcoholic, you you know, got involved in a bar fight, all of those things that happen, people are quicker to forgive you.
I'm fascinated with what you did with the Michael Harris interview this week, only because I don't know why you did it. So that question comes up first as we talk about other. This is the conversation medium, the talk side of what's on the radio, on television. There are good talk shows. But one of the things that comes from what we do, if we do it well, is that we become good listeners. And with that in mind, I have radio listener specials for you from MyPillow.com. How about that for a segue serenade, Michael? Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
MyPillow.com has a page devoted to people who are devotees on the radio of certain programs, and so this is one of them, and they're allowing those of us who are promoters of theirs on the radio to offer to you the ability to buy one of their products and get that same like product free. So you buy one, pay the regular price, and you get another one free. For example, the Giza Elegant My Pillows. They normally are $59.97. With the promo code DJV, you get two for the price of one. How about that? Same thing is true with the cotton sheets and the towels. You can go through, look at the regular prices of all of these, and then buy two, and you cut it in half if you want it. Like it's $30 for each of these pillows. Try finding a really good quality pillow in a department store for $30, maybe $130, and it's not the quality, and you can't wash them and you can't dry them. So you want to get on board, take advantage of this sale while it lasts at MyPillow.com. They always have something going on, but this is a good opportunity to get so many different things at a very inexpensive price. Radio listener specials page. You need financing? They'll help you out. If you spend more than $200, you can get it financed. All that using the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
An easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime? The answer, right after this message.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome power calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
An easy and effective way to catch bass in the summertime is around barge tiles. Why? Because they offer a place for bait fish to take cover, breaks from the current, and shade. Throw a Ned rig, jig it up and down, and wait for the strike. To learn more, check us out on Drawn to Wildlife, where the seasons never end.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat, it's good for you.
All right, quickly, the MH interview with somebody you wouldn't expect. Michael,
yeah,
who is it?
It's Leslie Mandoki, a major name in German and European progressive rock. He works with Ian Anderson, and it's just a fascinating guy with a fascinating background for those that enjoy knowing about music. Yes, music still exists.
Music is good. Music makes you happy and relaxed, etc.
MHinterview.com. Check it out.
That's right. Find it. You can check it out also at talkers.com, where the lists are, the charts are as well. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here.
This This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's 53 after the hour now. Time for us to take a complete look at the top five stories this week in the world of technology. And here to do that for us is Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. Number five is a focus. I love this when I do alliteration. Focus on Fandango. I like that, Victoria.
Very nice. So several movie theater chains are preparing to open their doors again to the public. And Fandango, of course, is the website and the app where you can see what movie theaters have which movies. You can also book your tickets through it. I use the app all the time. It's very easy to use. I love it. And then you can scan. And then when you get to the theater, you just scan your phone and you have a contactless experience. So it's great. So now Fandango's website and the mobile apps are incorporating several new resources, including which theaters have certain policies. They include the you can choose your own seat, so they have socially distant seating maps on it, attendance policies, if you have to wear a mask, or whatever the cleaning regimens are. So it's all a lot of information that Fandango has been collecting from theaters across the country, and from state to state it does vary. So if movie theaters are open near you, just check out Fandango first so you have an idea of what to expect when you go back to the movies.
Good. Number four, a new way to monitor the virus from the NBA. This seems kind of a stretch, but I guess...
No, this is super cool and super high-tech. Yeah. I'm loving these Aura rings. It's a high-tech ring. It's like a Fitbit, but it gets more information, and it's a ring that you wear on your finger. They're waterproof. They look really cool. They're about $300, and so the NBA players, as they're all isolating now in Walt Disney World in Orlando, as they prepare to get the season started again, the players will all be wearing these rings, and the rings are so high-tech, they connect to an app, they monitor three different types of respiration in your body, three different body temperature sensors, they have a gyroscope, they have all kinds of stuff in them, fitness tracker, sleep tracker, these rings are so high-tech that they can forecast and predict the onset of COVID-19-related symptoms 3 days in advance with a 90% accuracy. So this is going to be one of those instances where medical tech, which is this sort of sector, this is going to be really important for the NBA to get going again. I would imagine that other sports will start doing this too. Football, because of the contact, the nature of the contact, they probably can't wear rings, but baseball players will probably start wearing these. And other sports as well. So it's a great thing that the NBA has extended to the players. They're not required to wear the rings, but so far from what I've seen, pretty much everybody is wearing them.
Number three, Comcast extending something free.
Yes, Comcast is continuing to offer free access to 1.5 million public Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots, and they've extended this now through the end of 2020. They said they saw a huge jump in usage after they opened up the public hotspots, not surprising because everybody's working from home and needs an extra boost of internet, and so they said they're excited to keep them open through the end of the year. This was supposed to expire on June 30th, but just because so many people have been using the free Wi-Fi, essentially, and also in the Internet Essentials tier, which is the Comcast tier that's designed for low-income customers, they have had a huge spike in usage. So I think this is a company that's actually, for a change, doing something good by the customers.
Let's see if we think number two story, which is a focus on Apple, is good for the customers.
So Apple this week had their WWDC, that's the Worldwide Developers Conference, and this is their conference every year where they feature new and upcoming products that aren't on the market yet, but things that they're working on. So it's different from when they announce the new iPhone and then you can order it 2 weeks later. This is a little bit further out. And so one of the cool things that came from this year's WWDC is Apple has developed technology to use your iPhone to replace your car keys. And so CarPlay is the infotainment system that's available in 97% of new cars. And so now, instead of keeping your key with you all the time, which Apple says, and they're not wrong, car keys have been around over 100 years. Years now. They keep getting bigger, they're bulkier, they take up a lot of space in your pocket, and so Apple felt like they were just ripe for a reimagining, and the reimagining ended up being your iPhone can now, you walk up to your car, you hold your iPhone out, it can unlock your car, it can start your car, and now they're working on tech to have you be further away, and you can even keep your phone in your pocket and still start your car.
All right, number one is sort of also car-related, isn't it?
Yes, General Motors has OnStar, which was the original, you know, remote assistance plan in technology. They have now they're now releasing a new app called Guardian, and it will give you essentially all of the features that you would get in your car with OnStar, but it will be available on your smartphone, and you can have up to 7 friends and family members sharing GPS locations, and you get all the 24/7 assistance that OnStar provides, which is pretty cool.
Very cool. All right, so there it is, boys and girls, a list of the top 5 tech stories this week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial
trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.